Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Sunday the 13th of April. There are warnings of gales in Bailey and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, low, southeast Iceland 987, slow moving, deepening 975 by 1800 Sunday. Low, Plymouth 1000, losing its identity by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra, southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7, veering westerly 4 to 6. Rain or showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger, southeast veering west or northwest, then backing southwest later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Cromarty and 4th. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, southeast 4 to 6, veering west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Fair, then rain or showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, south or southeast, veering west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Thames and Dover, but becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Humber. Rain, then showers, moderate or good. White, Portland, Plymouth, west backing southwest later 3 to 5, showers, good. Biscay, west or northwest backing southwest later 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers, good. Trafalgar, variable 3 or less at first in far southeast, otherwise northerly backing northwesterly later 3 to 5. Showers, good. Fitzroy, Seoul, northwest backing southwest later 3 to 5. Showers, rain later in Fitzroy, moderate or good, occasionally poor later in Fitzroy. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, northwest backing southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Irish Sea. Showers, good. Shannon, Rockall, west backing southwest 4 to 6. Thundery, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, west backing southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Hebrides and later in Malin. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southwesterly 4 to 6, but 7 or gale 8 at first in far north. Thundery, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, cyclonic becoming west or southwest 4 to 6. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, increasing storm 10 for a time, then decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, wintry at times, moderate or poor, becoming mainly good later. And the weather reports from coastal stations 42300. Tyree Automatic, northwest by west 4, recent precipitation 16 miles, 997, now rising. Stornoway, west 3, slight rain, 9 miles, 994, now rising. Lerwick, south southwest 4, mist, 1 mile, 995, falling. Wick Automatic, southeast 1, recent drizzle, 7 miles, 995, now rising. Aberdeen, southwest 1, 12 miles, 995, falling. Lucas, west-southwest 3, 22 miles, 996, falling slowly. Boomer, west-southwest 3, 13 miles, 998, falling more slowly. Bridlington, calm, 998, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south 6, 500 metres, 1,000. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest by west 3, 1,000, falling slowly. Jersey, west by south 4, mist, 1.5 miles, 1,003, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west 3, 2 miles, 1,002. Silly automatic, west by north 4, 13 miles, 1,004, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, west by south 2, mist, 4 miles, 1,002, now falling. Aberporth, southwest by west 4, 4 miles, 1,001, now falling. Valley, southwest by south 4, mist, 4 miles, 1,000, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east-northeast 2, slight rain, 4 miles, 1,000, falling slowly. Valencia, north by west 3, recent rain, 19 miles, 1,005, rising more slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest 2, mist, 2 miles, 1,000, falling slowly. Malin Head, west by north 4, 16 miles, 999, rising slowly. Macrihanish automatic, west by south 2, slight rain, 2 miles, 997, now rising. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday. The general situation, complex areas of low pressure to the northwest of the United Kingdom will generally bring a southwesterly airflow through the period, with strong winds at times in the north and west. Many areas will see showers, while western parts could see some thundery showers later on Sunday and into Monday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, variable 2 to 4, becoming west 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 4 or 5 later, occasionally 6 later near Cape Wrath. Rain, then showers, perhaps thundery later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southwesterly, veering westerly for a time 3 to 5, then becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time later in north. Rain or showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then south or southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers at first, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers at first, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly veering westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less at times later in the Thames estuary. Showers at first, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 until later in the Far East. Showers at first, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or southwest 3 to 5, showers moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west or northwest backing southwest later 3 to 5, showers moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, westerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, southwest 3 or 4, veering northwest 4 or 5, then backing southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west veering northwest, then backing southwest later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, west or northwest 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or 4, backing south or southwest 5 or 6 later. Mainly fair, mainly good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, west or northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 2 to 4, then increasing 5 or 6 later. Showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, westerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times later. Showers, perhaps thundery later. Good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, westerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north, then backing southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7 later. Showers, perhaps thundery later. Good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, westerly, backing southwesterly 4 to 6, then backing southerly 5 or 6 later, occasionally 7 later in south. Showers, perhaps thundery later. Good, occasionally poor later. Shetland Isles, southerly, veering westerly for a time 4 or 5, increasing 6 for a time in south and later in west. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. And broadcasting from Radio 4 for tonight, we're handing over to the World Service in a moment until 5:30 in the morning. Until then, this is Richard Evans wishing you a very peaceful night. Nostar, good night.
Welcome to the Inquiry on the BBC World Service. President Trump has pressed pause on the work of the US government's main foreign aid agency.
This is a complete teardown of the current architecture and a retreat from global leadership.
Billions of dollars of help is on hold.
Programs in HIV treatment and prevention, other health programs, a lot of the education programs, programs working for women's empowerment closed, and of course those workers who had been implementing those programs were put out of work.
European countries are also cutting overseas aid budgets.
African countries have not been caught unaware, they have seen the trend coming.
This week we're asking, what is filling the USAID funding gap?
Basically, think about this as a soccer match where the US has taken this ball and left the pitch.
I'm Charmaine Cozier. Join me on The Inquiry after the news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The United States has handed its first major concession to China in their escalating trade war by exempting some electronic goods from what President Trump calls reciprocal tariffs. A low-profile announcement said the exemption would include smartphones, computers and semiconductors imported from China, sparing them from tariffs of more than 100%. Here's our North America technology correspondent, Lily Jamali.
What we are seeing is a policy that is aimed at onshoring production of the products that American consumers buy. The issue is that when you talk about consumer electronics, the US manufacturing base just isn't configured in such a way to support that onshoring of that kind of manufacturing. And I think that the Trump administration confronted that reality in fairly short order here. So despite what they want, the reality set in.
The United Nations says more than 100 people are feared to have been killed in attacks by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces in Western Sudan. Some observers are describing the assaults in Al Fashir and in two nearby displacement camps as one of the worst violations in the two-year civil war. Here's Charles Haviland.
One advocacy group describes the RSF as being on the rampage, destroying homes, markets and healthcare facilities on Friday and Saturday and killing hundreds. It said the humanitarian situation in El Fasher was collapsing. The United Nations said more than 100 people had been killed, including 9 workers for the charity Relief International. The RSF has denied that it committed atrocities in the Zamzam camp. It claimed one incriminating video had been staged using actors.
Polls have closed in Gabon's presidential election. It's the first since a military takeover 2 years ago ousted the Bongo family, who were in